Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing in English for May 26, 2017. A conversation between Chancellor Angela Merkel and former US President Barack Obama at the Brandenburg Gate drew a crowd of 70,000 people. The conversation was part of the Evangelischer Kirchentag and moderated by the highest representative of the German Lutheran Church, Heinrich Bedford Strom, and Kirchentag President Christina Auster-Au. Later, four young students from Germany and the U.S. were invited on the stage to ask questions revolving around why integrated refugees are being sent back into their home countries or how a Nobel Peace Prize winner can justify a drone war that also kills innocent people. Both politicians reflected on their role as political leaders, on making mistakes, as well as the impossibility of reaching ideals and goals to 100%, citing the refugee crisis and the healthcare reform in the U.S. as examples. Mr. Obama encouraged especially younger people to get involved and take responsibility in improving the world. He was born when Berlin was a divided city, when an Iron Curtain existed across Europe, and apartheid ruled in South Africa. Since that point, the world has seen incredible progress. Mrs. Merkel later went on to attend an opening ceremony of the NATO headquarters in Brussels, where she was meeting several European leaders, as well as Obama's successor, President Donald Trump. Berlin police infiltrated a group of drug traffickers on Wednesday. Nine men were arrested and are accused of forming a gang and carrying out armed drug trafficking. Narcotics, weapons, smartphones, and computers were confiscated during the raid. Additionally, four of the arrested men allegedly have ties to the violent Islamistic spectrum. According to public prosecutors, the investigations were targeting drug-related crimes and not at preventing criminal extremism. The spokesperson, however, stated that, quote, the boundaries are fluid. This is in line with investigations on Anis Amri, the terrorist behind the Christmas market attack. He was also connected to the commercial drug trafficking scene. As mentioned in an earlier Berlin briefing report, police are said to have manipulated documents to make Amri appear a small-time drug dealer, an incident that is now in the hands of a parliamentary investigation committee. St. Oberholz is struggling with changing guest behavior. The brand that consists of three cafes and two co-working spaces is seen as an epicenter of the startup culture in Berlin and popular with freelancers and laptop workers who are offered free power and internet. Guests are not consuming enough goods to make St. Oberholz's business sustainable, so they are changing from self-service to waited tables. According to co-founder Ansgar Oberholz, the value of his cafes are openness, voluntary contribution, and informal access. The unspoken rule for guests is to honor these values by providing moderate consumption, a commitment that many are not living up to anymore. Customers have been consuming food from places other than the restaurant or are bringing food and drinks from home. Some have even demanded hot water for their instant soups. Mr. Oberholz sees this shift in behavior a direct result of using digital services. In this environment, the user becomes the product by generating valuable data for the digital platforms such as Facebook and Google. A relationship built on mistrust. To rationalize their behavior, guests are extending their mistrust to places like St. Oberholz in order to justify why they are no longer consuming the products that the cafe is offering. The phenomenon is not only affecting St. Oberholz, but other cafes. Some owners are limiting Wi-Fi access or are not allowing customers to bring laptops any longer. An arrest warrant for criminal assault has been placed on Yannick Bremer, an official of the AfD youth organization. The member of the Junge Alternative Berlin is accused of trying to hit a plainclothes police officer with a van during an announced protest of the right-wing Identitäre Bewegung at the Federal Department of Justice. AfD, or Alternative for Deutschland, is a relatively young party defining itself as national conservative. However, it has repeatedly attracted members from nationalistic or alt-right extremist circles. An Air Berlin passenger spotted a hole in the hull of an Air Berlin flight from Berlin to Stuttgart. According to a passenger, the crew did not initially react to his observation. Only after alarming the captain twice would he leave the airplane and inspect the damage. The airplane was ultimately changed. Air Berlin claims that the captain was interrupted in his walk around and had not finished inspecting the plane. To stay updated on local news in English every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting our website berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill to get our podcast as a daily flash briefing on Amazon Echo devices. And if you like what you're hearing, tell your friends about us and consider a donation. Thanks for listening.